Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
With Ian and Aria tonight, 603-283-6160. If you want to call in, talk about whatever's on your mind, that's 603-283-6160. And you know, it just occurred to me, I'm really excited about all of this show prep that's sitting here in front of me, because not one of these stories is related to COVID-19.
That's true.
Not a single one of these things. I do have one that's related to Yelp and it releasing a new thing that allows people to snitch on businesses that aren't doing the whole mask and social distancing crap. But I closed out of that because there's just so much censorship-related stuff to talk about that there's no need to get on that. So, happily, that's the only mention of COVID-19 we're hoping to get tonight. And that's only because I just noticed.
I got one, too, and that is that just worth mentioning, in Canada, have you heard about what's been going on there? This is less to do with COVID and more to do with total police state lockdown.
Are the mooses becoming Jaws?
No. CTV News, which is, as you probably know, government arm of the equivalent of the BBC there in Canada. Breaking. All law enforcement and provincial offenses officers, including OPP, local police, bylaw enforcement, and province workplace inspectors, will be able to issue tickets to anyone who doesn't comply with the stay-at-home order. They literally have, there's video I've seen of cars, cop cars, rolling through the streets in Canada, blaring their sirens in the middle of the night, because now there's a curfew, and I don't know if it's nationwide or just provincial or whatever, but there's a curfew in at least some of the provinces there in Canada, starts at like 8 p.m. or whatever. So they literally have police cars. Imagine a police cruiser rolling down your street as slow as possible. So I'm not just talking about them doing your normal police thing where they flip the lights on and then just, you know, drive down the street.
Yeah.
This is going like 5, maybe 10 miles an hour, something like that. Like as slow as the car can basically go.
And to enforce the curfew.
To enforce the curfew to remind people that the police are out there. That's the point of this. They're not looking for one person in particular. They just want everybody in the neighborhood to know that they're there and that they're going to get you.
So, I feel like that's not related to COVID-19. I mean, that's just governments being tyrannical.
Well, right. That's what COVID-19 was the excuse for, was to implement this insane level of tyranny. And it's getting more insane.
It is, even though, you know, now there's a vaccine. And I did have a story about that as well, but I ended up closing it as well because it's stupid. But, yeah, it's all been an excuse. Whether or not COVID-19 is real, whether or not it's killing people, it's immaterial to me. Yeah. The government is clearly exploiting the ever-loving crap out of it.
And these corporations are linking arm in arm with the government and doing everything that the government asks them to do. The CDC's recommendations, they're shoving them down people's throats, people who question what they're being told, take them offline, cancel their websites, and that's, you know, what we've been talking about.
What's interesting to note, though, is that a lot of the mom-and-pop places around here, because there are many in Keene, almost all of them are extremely strict in requiring masks out of their customers.
Are they?
Yes.
Okay.
However, the corporate giants like CVS and Walgreens and Walmart will let you in without a mask.
But interesting.
The locally owned gas station there won't.
Where was this?
This was right there at the roundabout near my house. I don't remember the name of the gas station.
Oh, okay.
But there are several.
They won't. They gave you a hard time, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I haven't been back there. I was like, okay, I'll just go somewhere else. Wow. They actually warned me in advance. This was several months ago. So I was like, hey, just so you know, as of tomorrow, you will have to have a mask to enter. I was like, okay.
Well, did you say I have a medical exemption?
No, I said, okay, thanks for the heads up, and I haven't been back.
Well, see, I think people should try the magic words, because these people are just afraid. I mean, they're not. Most of them aren't doing it out of some sort of belief in COVID necessarily. I mean, some probably are, but most of them are afraid of what the government gang is going to do or what their other customers will do to them. That's what they're afraid of.
And that's why CVS and Walmart are allowed to get away from it.
So are the other companies. If they hear you say the magic words, then their response should be, oh, okay. And they let you in. Now, they could choose otherwise. They could say, no, no, you're still not welcome here.
One
we don't welcome people.
One particular crypto restaurant here in Keene was targeted by the city of Keene repeatedly for not wearing masks. They never asked, you know, are these people who are coming in without masks, do they have a medical exemption? They just said, okay, you're done. You have to close your carryout lobby.
Yeah, I mean, are we talking about the one that just closed down recently?
I hope not.
Thirsty Owl?
No.
No.
We're talking about the Indian restaurant.
Oh. Yeah, so... Okay, so what that comes down to is the government just trying to intimidate businesses, and it works.
It does.
Right? So the guy you're talking about, I was just in there tonight with no mask on and had no issue.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's not...
Well, they're going to make exceptions for some people no matter what. I mean, one of the convenience stores that I go to frequently has no... must wear a mask, no
sure.
exceptions, but...
Every place I go has signs like that, and they don't say anything to me.
But they've never said anything to me either.
Yeah. If they do say something, this is what happened to my tenant next door. He was over at Aldi, which is a larger company. I mean, they have, I don't know how many stores, but a lot, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, they're nationwide at least.
Maybe. But they...
Well, they existed in the South, and they exist in New Hampshire. That's nationwide.
Okay. I'd never heard of them before this one. But regardless, my tenant went in there, and he actually, a manager confronted him and said, you know, you need to wear a mask in here. And he said, well, okay, goodbye, and turned around and left. And he went back in there again on another week, and same thing happened. And he, you know, he told me about this, and I said, well, did you try telling him you don't? Or that you have a medical condition. And he said, no, I didn't know I could. And I said, oh, yeah, well, that's, you know, there's medical exemptions in all of these mandates. That's what these people are waiting to hear. Like, they feel like they have to do this because the government told them they have to do this, even though it's just a quote-unquote guidance, right?
Yeah, a recommendation.
Yeah. Well, no, they call it an order, but they also say it's guidance. So it's the governor's giving an order of guidance, which is very confusing. And so businesses will always err on the side of being overly cautious.
Sure.
So I said this to him, and he actually went in the same day that he got kicked out. And it's the same manager who has kicked him out. So it wasn't like he was dealing with different people. The manager comes up to him again as he walks in with no mask and says, excuse me, sir, we already talked. Wait, you know. And then he says, then my tenant says, well, I have a medical exemption. Manager said, okay. Turn around and walked away. So they're very obedient sort.
I would just rather not go to those people, though.
Yeah, I don't blame you, but there's so many of them out there that it makes life more difficult. Like, they just want to be able to have the excuse. So if somebody calls and the cops show up, which the odds that are going to happen, that's going to happen while you're there are very, very slim, but then they'll be able to say, oh, well, that person had a medical exemption. Well, then they can't write the ticket. So they're safe. But these businesses don't want to get to that point.
Right.
So the businesses, like the guy you're talking about, the Indian restaurant, you know, the cops come in there or the health inspector comes in there and says, Muhammad, you've got to start enforcing these masks. You know, we've been getting reports, blah, blah, blah. They don't give them an actual written threat.
No, of course not. They don't want this on the record.
Right. They're just there to intimidate. And it worked, at least in the moment. And, you know, he kind of closed down a little bit. And then he reopened it again, and you can walk in. The door's not locked or anything like that.
I just walk in.
Yeah, and he's never said anything to me about it. He's never said anything to you about it. So,
well, we're regular customers.
That
right?
doesn't
we're
matter.
Keeping them in business.
But that doesn't matter. You know, if they're worried about the fine, then they're going to enforce it. And so clearly he's not worried about it that much, but worried about it somewhat. So there's this constant, you know, level of fear that the government is putting upon these people. So give them the excuse they need to allow you to shop in their store. They're not doing it, I don't think, because it's personal. They're doing it because they're afraid.
There are places that are doing it because they're afraid of COVID-19 more than they are the government. The bank I use has closed down its lobby.
Yeah.
Which...
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's absolutely absurd. It makes the average trip to the bank, which should take 2, maybe 3 minute stops turn into a 45 minute to an
while
hour
you wait in a line of cars, right?
Yes.
Drive through.
All idling, just, you know,
ridiculous.
Systematically destroying the environment.
Yes.
In order
it's okay
to
now.
Them.
Okay to destroy the environment now with all these masks and the rivers and, you know, everywhere.
I posted it on Twitter and that people honestly responded, yes, having all of these cars idling is better than risking COVID-19. Okay, so chill ourselves slowly in the future. That's a future us problem. Short-sighted, man. 603-283-6160 is the call in line. 603-283-6160.
Look, I'm sorry, but you're in for a world of pain if you use Coinomi. The reason is their wallet doesn't support payments. The solution is simple. Let them hear your voice. Message Coinomi on Twitter, it takes 5 seconds, and tell them AnyPay sent you, because they're on the fence right now, and your voice will prove that people care about using Bitcoin for payments. Go tweet at Coinomi now. Or even better, leave a review in the App Store. They really pay attention there. Thanks.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the value soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Liberty Radio Network, broadcasting the latest liberty-oriented audio content 24 hours a day at LRN.fm.
It's Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160 is the call-in line. Give us a call, talk about whatever you want. With you tonight, it's Aria and Ian. And you know, someone asked us earlier if we were worried that they were coming for us next. He didn't mean it like this, but there was a bit of a thing last night that ended up happening with me where the Keene PD and the SWAT team were like suiting up with automatic weapons like on the on a bridge on the street adjacent to my house.
Oh boy.
I intended to go down there and troll them at some point, but before I'd even got around to it, I received a message from a co-host here on Free Talk Live telling me that they had mentioned my name on their police radios.
Huh.
So I was like, oh God. And he was under the impression that I was about to be raided and all of this nonsense. And
didn't happen.
No, I sat out there for a few minutes, you know, looking around, and I was like, okay, if this is going to happen, I want to be prepared, have all my cameras ready.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got bored and went back to my night, and of course nothing happened.
Yeah.
But they are coming for Parler, it would seem, and Parler intends to fight back, at least in regard to Amazon. They're now suing them. Mm-hmm. I did have it pulled up.
I got it here.
Away. Okay.
This story from CBS News. So Parler, for listeners that don't know, is this sort of right-wing, I guess, alternative to social media?
Well, I don't know if it intended to be right-wing, but
right.
It's the right-wing that are most heavily censored in the United States.
At the moment, yeah.
Yeah. So they went to Gab first, and then they went to Parler now.
Yeah, and Gab, this is sort of a repeat of what happened with Gab. So
did Gab get banned anywhere, though?
Yeah, Gab was taken down. I think it was, at the time, I don't think it was Amazon that was hosting them. I think it was like Microsoft or something. There was some other big mega host that was hosting Gab at the time. And this was, what, 2016 or somewhere in that range? This was a few years ago. You know, the writing's been on the wall about this for some time.
Sure.
You know, if it can happen to Gab, it can happen to Parler and so on and so forth. Gab had their hosting taken down, but they popped up somewhere else. So yeah. Parler,
I'm on Gab right now.
Are you? Okay.
Well, I'm not active on it, but I have an account, and I occasionally monitor it to see what not
what's being said. I also have an account on Gab, and I had been posting to it, but then they took away their API access. So, oh, yeah, and I meant to say that. It was the other night on the show. I was actually complimenting Gab for their Mastodon instance, which is, you know, it's been a very successful Mastodon. It's the most popular Mastodon on the planet.
Really?
From what I understand. That may not be true anymore, but at least it was true within the last year or so. And in Mastodon, the organization behind Mastodon hates Gab because the Mastodon people are from France and Germany, the bulk of their programmers, so they're a bunch of leftists. And so
even if not, Gab is sort of a haven for Nazis and alt-right people.
Maybe. I don't spend a whole lot of time on there. I did see there was a libertarian group, so, I mean, maybe it's got some other people
on there.
It
does have some other people on there, yeah. But predominantly, when I think about Gab, it's all of the Nazis that are on it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't make judgments about platforms just because of who's using them, per se. I mean, if the owner of it is a Nazi, then I would have a problem. But if it's the owner just, you know, created this thing and some Nazis went there, well, that's another story. I mean, it's hard
sure,
to...
I mean,
to
and that's what judge. Happened with Gab.
Yeah. So
I'm not criticizing the platform. I'm criticizing its user base.
Right.
And that's why I don't use the platform, is because of its user base.
Yeah, I never went on Parler, not because of its user base, but just simply because it just...
No interest to me.
It's another centralized platform. I know what happens to these things.
The same thing happened with MeWe or whatever, however it's pronounced, a couple of years ago. Everybody was like, oh, you got to come to this. It's so much better. And it died right off.
I mean, I've heard people still talking about that this year. I've heard, you know, for instance, the White Rose apparently has a MeWe channel. But they still recommend Telegram as their primary source. But anyway, Parler, you know, history is repeating itself here just a few years later, where now Parler has been taken down by Amazon. Amazon just abruptly gave him, what, 24 hours notice or something like that and said, well, you're done. You violated our terms of service because government or something like that.
Something along those lines.
Yeah, and they took him down. So now Parler is suing Amazon after the company got booted. Amazon Web Services booted them out over the weekend and claimed that it was not confident in Parler's ability to monitor content on its platform promoting or inciting violence. Amazon's, quote, decision to effectively terminate Parler's account is apparently motivated by political animus. It is also apparently designed to reduce competition in the microblogging services market to the benefit of Twitter, said Parler in a complaint filed Monday in Seattle federal court that violates antitrust law, the company claims. Now, they cooked this up real fast. I mean,
the lawsuit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they...
And it's nebulous. You know, if they have some sort of evidence that Amazon did this because they were protecting Twitter from competition...
They won't have that evidence.
That would be stunning, but they're just asserting it, I imagine.
Yeah. They accused Amazon of using a double standard versus other platforms, pointing out Twitter had recently signed a multi-year web hosting deal with Amazon, so... Twitter's a client, apparently. Parler is asking for a temporary restraining order blocking Amazon from shutting down their account. Quote, doing so is the equivalent of pulling the plug on a hospital patient on life support. It will kill Parler's business at the very time it is set to skyrocket, said the company in its suit. However, Amazon responded, saying, quote, there is no merit to these claims. AWS, which is Amazon Web Services, provides technology and services to customers across the political spectrum, and we respect Parler's right to determine for itself what content it will allow. However, it's clear there is significant content on Parler that encourages and incites violence against others, and that Parler is unable or unwilling to promptly identify and remove this content, which is a violation of our terms of service. We made our concerns known to Parler over a number of weeks, and during that time we saw a significant increase in this type of dangerous content, not a decrease, which led to our suspension of their services Sunday evening, said Amazon. And I suspect that Parler will be thrown out of court, that this case will be found to have absolutely no standing whatsoever. That's typical what happens with cases. Usually the other party files a motion to dismiss, and in a lot of cases it's granted. The argument would be that Parler did have standing because they had a contract, so if it does go to court, I can see the court ruling in favor of Amazon here because, well, I mean, Amazon has plenty of attorneys, and these terms of service were written by those attorneys, you know. So
unfortunately.
Yeah, the attorneys know that, you know, what these rules are, and if the rules say you can't have violent content, and they can show evidence that Parler had some, and, I mean, there's undoubtedly going to be plenty of evidence for that, right?
Sure.
So they're going to be done for at that point. Parler would be better off, in my opinion, just going ahead and finding a new web host.
I don't know why they're not doing that.
Maybe they are, but
I suppose
spend the money on that instead of your attorneys.
Yeah. So it's looking bleak for Parler, but it's looking bleak pretty much everywhere on the internet.
Yeah, it is. These are pretty scary times for content freedom.
Facebook has now started removing all content that mentions Stop the Steal, and Twitter has also removed more than 70,000 accounts that spread the QAnon conspiracy theory. So, I mean, this crap is extensive, and it's, as you said,
brutal.
It's only going to get worse from here.
They took down Ron Paul, but then apologized later, apparently, to Facebook.
Yeah, they said it was an accident.
Uh-huh. They've tried that before.
Yeah.
They've done that before, where they've taken down some, you know, really important-sounding person or whoever, and then there's enough of an outcry about it, and then they undo it.
It's power that these people shouldn't have, but then we have the question of how do you compete with them? How do you create your own social media network, and how do you actually take the power away from them?
Well, we just did it. Social.freetalklive.com. Go check it out.
Go check it out. 603-283-6160. If you want to call in and talk about censorship, 603-283-6160 is the call-in line.
If you're looking for work, you know what I mean by elevator speech. It's the short version, saying just enough to make the listener want to listen more. Even if you're not a job seeker, effective communication skills have never been more important, with money and attention so scarce now. So to cut through the clutter, choose every single word as though it was the last word the person you're speaking to will hear. Otherwise, it might be. Instead of saying, due to the fact that, say, because, and avoid mispronunciations. Say jewelry, not jewelry, which could offend. Undoubtedly, you don't want to say undoubtedly. And whatever you do, never use a preposition to end a sentence with. Just kidding. For more tips, hit survivalspeech.com.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is criticizing the supporters who stormed the U.S. Capitol. President Trump telling reporters in South Texas his administration is about supporting law and order and the halls of government. He also called on people to respect law enforcement and be peaceful. Regarding the riots last week, acting U.S. Attorney for Washington, D.C., Michael Sherwin, says people are being held accountable for their actions.
As we sit here now, literally days after this event happened, we have already opened more than 170 subject files, meaning these individuals have been identified as potential persons that committed crimes on the Capitol grounds, inside and outside. So of those 170 cases that have already been opened, and I anticipate that's going to grow to the hundreds in the next coming weeks, we've already charged over 70 cases.
USA Radio News. Surgeon General Jerome Adams says the government is catching up in the race to vaccinate people against the coronavirus.
We're in a race against this virus, and quite frankly, we're behind, but we're accelerating. The good news is that 700,000 people are getting vaccinated every single day.
Adams says the government is changing its guidance on vaccinations.
Not going to hold back that second dose anymore because now we have enough in reserve that we can just start pushing those doses out there. We're going to have clear guidance from the CDC to governors that they should vaccinate people 65 and above.
The 85th Masters Tournament is limiting attendance this year due to the pandemic. Chairman Fred Ridley of the Augusta National Golf Club says only a select number of patrons will be allowed to attend the Golf Major, which is scheduled to take place between April 5th through the 11th. At this time, the exact number of people allowed at the event has not been revealed. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The latest about the Liberty Radio Network via our email updates at updates.lrn.fm. That's updates.lrn.fm.
As always, take control of the airwaves. Talk about whatever you want. We're talking about censorship, but we won't censor you here as long as you keep it FCC friendly. 603-283-6160. And as long as you're not James from Arizona. But he isn't.
That's not even censorship. He's not worth talking about. I know he emails you every day, so you've got him on the brain, but yeah, he's not worth talking about.
That's nonsense that he emails me. 603-283-6160. It's every day that I'm on the show.
Okay.
Evidently. So, I mean, evidently he's not just sitting around thinking about me on days.
On other days.
Show,
okay.
Which is kind of a relief.
Yeah.
But other places will gladly censor people. Evidently, Cumulus Media, and you know way more about this than I do, and I'm sure you have the story pulled up. They're telling talk show hosts to stop this election fraud nonsense, or we're going to pull the plug on your show.
Yeah. I got to say, I've been in the business for, well, my whole life, adult life at least, in the radio business, and I've never heard of anything like this happening before. So it seems like the largest radio company, if not second largest radio company, is getting on board with the, if not deplatforming, but controlling what their talk show hosts say. I mean, radio talk hosts and the companies that back them for many years that always touted freedom of speech. I mean, when we go to the Talkers seminar or the convention that they have every year, Talkers is the industry publication of note in the talk radio business. They've been that way for 20-plus years. When we would go to these seminars, they would have the Freedom of Speech Award. And now, obviously, Talkers, I think, still supports freedom of speech. But, you know, every one of these companies, including Cumulus, they're sitting there in that room, you know, their executives, clapping along with the Freedom of Speech Award as though they actually support it. But now, when the pressure's on, it seems like it's a different story.
I don't know enough about the industry to have known all of that, but it's alarming to me that Cumulus would try to play this card in an era where terrestrial radio is on the downtrend. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of these talk show hosts have left radio in order to just make money on the internet because they turned out to make more money there.
Some have. Some have just left talk radio, whether they're making more money or not. But they certainly are better able to control their content if they're doing their own thing on the internet. They get to make the choices about when to do their show, from where to do their show. There's nobody that they have to report to anymore. So doing your own podcast certainly has its benefits.
It seems almost self-destructive the more I think about it because, I mean, at a time when Facebook is censoring these, presumably, these talk show hosts, when Twitter is doing it, when YouTube is doing it, terrestrial radio could be their safe havens, like, hey, you know, all these other places, and it could.
You could help. Talk here if you can't talk there.
And it could help talk radio thrive again. But no, Cumulus is one of these tech giants, just like Apple and Google, and they're afraid of the government.
I wouldn't even call them a tech giant. They're an old media company.
Okay.
So, you know,
an old media giant?
Yeah. These old media companies are actually notoriously not so techie, meaning that that's not to say they don't have a website or whatever. Their sites have a website, but they're all like the same website. They use a template, basically. And, yeah, the graphics are a little different here and there. You know, if it's a music station, obviously it's going to look different. You're going to see music performers on the front page instead of news from the area. So, I mean, there are some differences, but it's clear that they're all like using the exact same template. So it's pretty bland, pretty corporate, and you know they've got it together enough with tech to be able to get their signal on the air, right? Like, I'm not saying they're completely clueless.
But, I mean, they're using old tech as well, right? Almost none of these radio stations are receiving signals over the internet, right?
When you say receiving signal, you mean like
receiving the feeds via
from their
the
shows
internet.
Or whatever?
Yeah.
Most of them go through the satellite system, which, again, has its own technical, you know. I'm just saying, they're not big tech, right? Like, they're old dogs. These are the dinosaurs, they are going out of business. I mean, it's Cumulus, for instance, is recovering from bankruptcy. As is Clear Channel, or formerly Clear Channel, now iHeartMedia. Both of these, two of the largest companies, the two largest companies in the United States, have both been through bankruptcy proceedings within the last 2 years, I think, and are still trying to, like, you know, come out on the other side of that. And
it's sad then that they've had this bone thrown to them, and they could use it to rebuild themselves.
Yes.
Hey, look, this is a free place. You can talk about anything you want. Come listen to our programs. We don't censor our hosts.
That's what somebody who is, like, thinking would do. But, you know, you're an up-and-comer, Aria. These people are establishment. So they didn't get to where they are by doing anything but following the rules. And the reason for that is because the radio business is incredibly regulated, right? Like, the FCC determines everything about what these companies live or die by. And so if they don't do what the FCC says, they're out of business. And so it's a very, very small business. There's only however many, couple thousand, 8,000, I don't know. There's several thousand radio stations in the United States. I think, like, you know, 1,000 of them are talk stations, right? So there's probably thousands more of these music stations out there. But these companies were given a benefit in the 1990s when they were allowed to buy up more than a handful of stations. There used to be limits on the number of stations that companies could own, which, you know, obviously there's
some antitrust nonsense, I assume.
Yeah, I mean, there should be no FCC, right?
Right.
But instead of getting rid of the FCC just changed the rules so that corporate mega companies could become even more mega than, you know, than ever before. And so these companies bought up a ton of stations that from these mom-and-pop operators. They called that consolidation back in the day, and this was in the 1990s. And since then, they've consolidated their staffs, they've cut positions. They've, you know, even before 2020, there were already major staffing cuts that have been going on for the last 20 years at various times throughout the business, just slashing jobs, slashing, you know, everything they could possibly slash because they got a ton of debt that they can't pay off, essentially. And so it's just an absolute nightmare. But the way these companies look at things is like, well, we're protected. We've got the FCC on our side.
Mm.
And they have this attitude of, they're just,
that won't protect them from going out of business.
No, and that's the thing, and it won't protect them from the internet. And that's really what's kind of coming in and nibbling away at their mind share with people. You know, they still have an incredible incumbency. They've been around for a long time. People have the habit. Those of us sure. who are not millennials and zennials, you know, they don't have the habit like, say, Gen X does, where we grew up turning on the radio in the car. You know, that's going away now. And
it is, because content is almost all on demand now.
Right.
And if I want to watch a show, I go on Hulu or something, and I watch that show whenever I want. It's right. not being broadcast to me at a certain time or a certain date. And the same is true with music. If I want to listen to music, I just go on Spotify and play exactly what I want to hear. I'm not waiting on some DJ to play the right. song that I want to hear.
So you're not the only one with that opinion, and especially as you deal with younger people, they're more likely to hold that opinion. And the radio companies, they know this, but they don't do much about it.
I'm not sure there's anything they can do about it.
Well, that is the difficulty of being an old giant, is that, you know, things worked the way they worked for a long time, and you want them to keep working that way, but things don't always work out the way, you know, that you intend for them to, and change is inevitable. And if they can't roll with those changes, whether it be the radio companies figuring out some other way to distribute their product that's, you know, relevant to young people today, or whether it be newspaper companies figuring out a way to make a buck online, you know, these are... Old media has a real tough time, you know, migrating from the King of the Hill incumbency to being a competitor with thousands and thousands of decentralized mm-hmm. options on the internet. Basically, they're just rolling on the incumbency saying, well, we got 1,000, 2,000 radio stations. We're Cumulus. We'll do whatever we want because we've got a license. And even though that's not going to be a recipe for success in the long run, it's going to keep them alive for the next decade.
That's true. And so now they've chosen to use that presence, that being the largest media company right. in radio and having all of these radio stations to tell their talk show hosts, hey, you can't talk about this anymore.
Yeah, and I've got the actual, well, not the whole memo, but I've got excerpts here in this Business Insider piece from what they actually said to their employees.
Oh, this should be good.
Yeah.
In other news that we're going to get into later, a company in Idaho has shut off the ability of people in ISP to access Facebook and Twitter because people just kept calling and complaining about those websites. What are your thoughts on this censorship? What can we do about it? 603-283-6160.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Visit the Liberty Radio Network program guide to find out at shows.lrn.fm. That's shows.lrn.fm.
Talk Live, talk radio that you control. 603-283-6160 is the call-in number if you want to talk about whatever's on your mind or if you want to talk about the censorship that we've been talking about. Now, we're not owned by Cumulus, so we can talk about election fraud and stop the steal all we want, and they really can't do anything about it other than kick us off the radio station they happen to own.
They could do that. Not that we are necessarily of that viewpoint. Are you?
All elections are fraudulent.
Yeah.
I mean, this one was no more or less fraudulent than any other.
Right, exactly. So, I mean, we're not stop the steal people, per se. But I did go to some Stop the Steal protests, but that was just because I wanted to give them flyers about secession.
Yeah, that was for the purposes of networking.
That was just outreach.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that said, I mean, we are definitely of an anti-state viewpoint here on Free Talk Live. So, I mean, it's certainly possible that some company or another could get a stick up their butt about us at some point. It's just that we're
It's happened here and there, but it was, you know, always smaller radio stations.
Yeah, it has happened here or there. The most recent one would have been last year when we lost our station in Janesville, Wisconsin, for not going along with the government line. So we weren't
regarding COVID-19.
Regarding COVID. So because we weren't towing the government's line, therefore we were taken off the air. And the program director even told me at the time that he likes libertarians, he likes, you know, a lot of our viewpoints, but because of the times, he needed to take us off the air to make sure that everything was
unprecedented.
Yeah, everything was, all the programming was in alignment with the CDC and what the government wanted. And so I actually happened to call that guy today. I didn't get him on the line, though.
Unfortunate.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're not changing our positions here, and we're not going to change what we're talking about just to please some corporate.
No, I'll go off the air. I mean, if that's what it comes to, I think the reason why we've not been really faced with that on any sort of meaningful level is because we're just not that big of a show. I mean, you know, when Rush Limbaugh said something about secession, it made it to the front page of Drudge Report. It was being reported everywhere, you know, because Rush Limbaugh talked about secession. That was the news story. Then 2 days later, Rush Limbaugh was like, I don't support secession, you know. Yeah. And we do. He made excuses for it. We've been talking about it for years here, and no one's ever written a peep about the fact that Free Talk Live cares about that particular issue. So we're basically
one day.
Even though we're on 185-plus radio stations, we're still kind of off the radar. We're not a big show by any means, and if we ever did get large enough, then we may very well face some of these same challenges. But I think I would still say
scrum.
Yeah, well, I would too.
You would.
Yeah, but I'm just explaining why that hasn't happened, and given the very anti-state positions that this show takes, you know, we haven't been targeted by the liberals or the conservatives for takedowns per se in any sort of meaningful fashion, because we're just not that influential. So
Cumulus,
yeah. Cumulus, big corporation. They have told their company, the Westwood One, that's their satellite system, but it's also their syndicator. So where Rush Limbaugh is syndicated by Premier Radio Networks, that's owned by iHeartMedia.
Okay.
A bunch of other hosts are syndicated by Westwood One, which is owned by Cumulus. So Westwood One did put the word out to their employees. This according to Business Insider in a memo written by Cumulus's Executive Vice President of Content, Brian Phillips. He told employees that, quote, "We need to help induce national calm now." According to the Washington Post, the memo reported continued to say that Cumulus and its syndication arm, Westwood One, quote, "will not tolerate any suggestion that the election has not ended. The election has been resolved and there are no alternate acceptable paths," unquote. Any transgression from the policy?
I would say that's sensible. I mean, I don't support the telling their talk show hosts what they can and can't talk about, mm-hmm. although I suppose they're under contract, so presumably they do have the legal authority to do that. But the election is certainly over, at the very least. Whether you think it was fraudulent or not, it is, at the very least, over. So that's fine.
Yes, indeed. And whatever your opinion is about the election, Joe Biden is going to walk into office on, what is it, January 20th. He's going to swear the oath. They're going to have a socially distanced ceremony where there's probably going to be no one in the audience.
They're
going to
have a nice little church service in honor of their new pope.
Yeah, exactly. And I was hoping to find the actual memo from Cumulus, but I have not actually pulled that up at this point. But it's part of sweeping measures that companies across the country are taking in response to the riots, so-called, at the Capitol.
Are you talking about the memo behind the paywall?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Right-wing social site Parler, as we mentioned, has gone dark after Amazon booted it. Mark Levin is among the right-wing talk show hosts on Cumulus Media who has touted unfounded fraudulent election claims. On Tuesday's show ahead of the certification of Biden's election, Levin said, quote, "Do you think the framers of the Constitution and the framers of the 12th Amendment sat there and said, you know that Congress has no choice but to count the electors even if there's fraud?" That's my best impression of him. He's very shrill.
I've never heard him.
Yeah, he's our competitor, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, we've actually been doing the show longer, I think, than he's been doing his
show. We're not
crazy,
though.
Well, depends who you ask. On another episode following the deadly storming of the Capitol, Levin condemned the violence. He went on to say that he and the other 74 million Trump voters are not part of a violent group, and he questioned who caused the violence, even though evidence showed Trump supporters carrying out the Capitol riots. Cumulus has local programming through 416 owned and operated stations across 86 markets, along with 8,000 affiliated stations through Westwood One, according to its website. Wow, they only have 416 stations left. They may not be the number one radio owner anymore, because I'm pretty sure they used to have like 2,000. So they've obviously sold a lot of them.
Returning to this remark from Levin, I also condemn the violence, but I can't help but notice the contrast between what he said and what we said about it. We were hoping that they would burn down the Capitol building.
It would have warmed my heart if they had. I wouldn't advocate specifically for something like that just to happen, but if it did happen, I can't say I'd feel bad about it.
No, I'd feel great about it.
Yeah.
So, I just wanted to call attention to that contrast.
Yeah. Cumulus, I am curious to see who the number one station owner is these days. And for Business Insider to say Cumulus has local programming through those stations, is, and that's not entirely accurate. A lot of these companies, they barely even have, like, one guy running three radio stations anymore. Like, there's hardly anyone left.
You're talking about the programming directors?
I just mean, period, the staff at the stations. I mean, prior to 2020, they were already down to skeleton crews in some markets where it was like one program director's running four radio stations.
That can't be good for their mental health.
In the old days, like way back two or three decades ago, they would have one program director for each radio station. The job of the program director is to listen to the station to make sure there's not some effed up stuff going on the air, right? Like, you don't want to have things going wrong. If you've got dead air, you need to know about it. The program director needs to hear what the jocks are saying on the music station to know if they're getting things right or wrong or whatever, right? Like, you got to pay attention. You can't do that to four radio stations at once. You just can't do it. So they've asked these humans to, you know, take on additional responsibilities on top of responsibilities. And then in 2020, they went and they axed half the remaining people that were left. And it was already been whittled down for the last two decades. So radio is in even worse of a shape now than ever before. Because like with the newspapers last year and television, advertisers dried up.
Right.
You know, why are you going to advertise to people that won't even leave their homes? You know, they can, or in some places can't legally leave their homes.
And this is why Amazon stocks exploded.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
People can't leave their homes, but they know where to go to look for stuff. And Amazon has all of these neat little algorithms that will target stuff that they're probably going to be interested in.
Yeah.
Without having to use these generic radio ads that I don't want to hear an ad for laundry detergent. What does that matter to me? One's as good as the other.
I've heard from more than one station, because it's my job to call radio stations during the daytime to pitch them on Free Talk Live. I've heard from more than one station that advertising dollars are down significantly, that it's hard to get existing advertisers who, let's say, they had a contract they were in February of last year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then COVID hit, all these lockdowns happen. How are you going to get the advertiser that was paying you monthly for ads to pay in April? You know, they don't have money anymore. There's no customers coming through the door. How are they going to pay for it? I mean, even if they wanted to pay for the ads, in many cases, they couldn't. So these stations are out all of that revenue, and so they had to slash jobs as a result of that. So now they have barely anybody working at these stations, barely any money coming through the door. I don't want to be, you know, the bearer of bad news here or a negative Nancy, but just looking at the economics of the situation, 2021 is not going to be a good year for, you know, radio stations surviving.
It's a good time to look into increasing a podcast presence then, or increasing a video presence, because those at least don't require that advertising revenue. And if they do, then, you know, Amazon is happy to foot the bill on Twitch because they know that it will ultimately come back to them with happy customers who buy whatever. 603-283-6160 is the call-in number, and this is Free Talk Live.
Freedom!
Freedom is the call of the untamed Scotsman and all others that want to feel the wind under their kilts.
At Free Talk Live, we love the breezy swinging feeling that only a kilt from Sport Kilt can give.
We teamed up with Sport Kilt to let you experience their form of freedom. At a discount, go to kilts.freetalklive.com and see a picture of Richie and me in our kilts.
And then head over to sportkilt.com. Get some stylish freedom for yourself and use code FTL for a 10% discount. Sportkilt.com.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.